Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, it's 79 degrees.
Expecting a high of 84 and no more rain, partly sunny skies.
All right. We had plenty of rain this morning.
Mm-hmm.
In a speech today at the Pentagon this morning, President Obama said, as some people still struggle after the September 11th attacks, we can be inspired by the families and victims of those who made it out of the Pentagon alive and who carry on.
Above all, let us have the courage, like the survivors and families here today, to carry on no matter how dark the night or how difficult the day.
Meanwhile, in New York City at the 9/11 Memorial Plaza, relatives recited the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died when hijacked jets crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
A St. Nazian's man has been formally charged for the robbery of the Pick and Save pharmacy on North 25th Street yesterday afternoon. 49-year-old Bruce Erickson has been charged with armed robbery and could get up to 40 years in prison if convicted. According to the criminal complaint, Erickson showed up at the pharmacy counter covered with decorative spider webbing, crossed the counter, and demanded oxycodone from the pharmacist. Authorities said he told them he had a gun. He then fled from the store as the pharmacist called 911. Police were on the scene within minutes and arrested him as he ran through the parking lot. Officers then recovered a white paper bag containing 5 bottles of oxycodone. According to the criminal complaint, Erickson had just come out of detox and said he had consumed a bottle of Kessler's prior to the robbery.
Two brothers from Manitowoc County have been charged with murdering a man in Illinois. We get that story from Damon Ryan.
The DeWitt County State's Attorney's Office said 25-year-old James J. Card of Manitowoc and 22-year-old Alexander J. Card of Valders are each charged with first-degree murder and armed robbery and being held on $1 million bail. Authorities in central Illinois say a pedestrian came across the body of 21-year-old Blaine Benefield in Farmer City Saturday morning. The sheriff there said a suspect was in custody 4 hours later. According to the state's attorney's office, the Jacarts work for a traveling amusement company. State's attorney Carl Koritz called it a senseless act of violence, but provided no details about the connection between the Jacarts and the victim. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says President Obama made a wise decision in asking Congress to postpone a vote on a resolution that would authorize a military strike in Syria. The president's request comes after Russia indicated it will join diplomatic efforts to get Syria to give up its chemical weapons. Johnson says the U.S. and international community need to make sure Russia follows through on that rhetoric.
This creates an opening that we need to try and take full advantage of and really pressure Russia. You know, do I believe they're totally serious, or do I believe they're probably playing games? Yes, I do believe that, but I think we can try and garner world opinion to put pressure on Russia to do the right thing.
If diplomacy fails, Johnson says the U.S. needs to continue building international support before it considers moving ahead with military action.
Well, the debate over raw milk sales in Wisconsin comes to a head today at the Capitol in Madison. Legislators scheduled to hold a public hearing this afternoon on a bill authored by State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend.
Over time, more and more chiropractors and nutritionists are prescribing raw milk for their patients. And we're going to have people testify who couldn't get over their illnesses until they began drinking raw milk.
Sean Pfaff heads the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. They oppose the bill.
It's impossible to make an unsafe product safe. And raw milk is not safe unless it's pasteurized.
State Senate Committee holding today's hearing on the bill.
The Oshkosh Corporation and its union will try for a second time to negotiate an extension on the group's contract to 2021 to try and win a huge offer to make new military vehicles. Members of Local 578 voted yesterday to go back to the bargaining table, but Union President Joe Preisler said any deal would have to benefit the employees. He said the union would not accept concessions or cuts in wages and benefits. Oshkosh says it's looking for a more certain cost environment as it competes with two other firms to win a $13 billion contract to replace the Humvee as the basic military vehicle for the Army and Marines. Company spokesman John Daggett says it's imperative that an agreement be reached by the end of the month.
The body of a missing swimmer recovered overnight in Kenosha County. Authorities said 75-year-old Clyde Rotho of Trevor was boating with friends on Center Lake when he went in around 3 yesterday afternoon and never resurfaced.
He was out swimming with his daughter and with a friend, and they had been swimming. He decided to enter the water, go for a swim, and after several minutes of swimming, he just went underwater.
Rescuers found the body just after midnight, about 200 yards from where he first went under.
A young Sheboygan man who was allegedly dealing marijuana in the Sheboygan area has been busted. 19-year-old Quincy Soon was arrested last Friday after police tracked a FedEx package containing marijuana shipped from California to his home on Alabama Avenue. Officers executed a search warrant and also located a substantial amount of marijuana in the trunk of Soon's car. According to the criminal complaint, Soon told investigators he has been selling the drug for a couple of months. He admitted he paid $2,500 per pound and then sells the marijuana to his friends for whatever he can get. Soon is now facing up to 16 years in prison if convicted.
For the 16th year now, Sheboygan North and South High School students will be building a new home. A groundbreaking ceremony for Project 2013 took place this morning on Wild Meadow Drive in the town of Sheboygan. The nearly 2,000-square-foot one-story home with basement will have three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and a three-car garage. That house will be completed by the end of the school year with an open house scheduled the day before graduation. They got it in with after the rain, so
yep.
You were there, and it was a nice little ceremony.
It was indeed, and no more rain the rest of the day, high near 84.
That's good. Right now, we are at 79 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.